This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. We launch here into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we still remains to be seen exactly what's going to play out in Egypt. Of course, the big news is that Mubarak has decided to leave. The power, so-called, has been turned over to the military. They are promising that they will shepherd reforms for greater democracy, according to the Associated Press. And so we'll see what that's going to mean. In the meantime, Egyptians are quite pleased with what has happened, or certainly the ones that are out in the streets were quite pleased with what has gone down. And we'll certainly keep an eye on things and bring you up to speed on that. But that's not the only international news of note here tonight, and we'll probably get to some more local stuff, like what's happening with the Postal Service. They're not doing too well. But I thought this one was particularly interesting because we've talked about North Korea in the past on Free Talk Live, and I saw a documentary that was shot there. I think it was called Something's Guide to Everything, or Guide to North Korea. I'll have to figure out what exactly it was. It's an MTV show, actually, is what it was. And it was just, the place is so weird. I mean, we've had people call to talk about North Korea in the past, and very few people have actually been inside the country's borders. It's, you know, impossible to leave if you were born there because they've got barbed wire up on the beaches. I mean, the whole place is like a prison, and it's just so impoverished. There isn't electricity in most places. I mean, there's some in Pyongyang, which is the main, you know, military capital of North Korea. But one of the famous pictures of the world is you look at the Korean countries at nighttime, and South Korea is lit up all over the place, and North Korea is just almost pitch black. It's just the most backwards, bizarro place, I think, on the face of the earth. And you really don't even realize how screwed up it is, because if you are granted the opportunity to come to this place,
well, it's all staged.
Yeah, in a really creepy way.
Yeah.
Like, they'll bring you into a restaurant, what is purported to be a restaurant, and you'll be the only people there. And they'll have, you know, staff members that are there to wait on you and, you know, try to make it look like it's a restaurant, but you're the only people in the whole place. It's like it's some sort of weird ghost city.
It's the Truman Show or something. It's,
almost. Yeah. And there's a hotel where you're allowed to stay if you're a guest, which is on an island, and you can't leave, you know, unless you're accompanied by some sort of security detail.
You don't go anywhere without a security detail.
You're like staying in Alcatraz. I mean, it's not
and
as
you have to have permission to take any pictures and all, you know, anything like that.
The whole thing is just so incredibly bizarre. And watching, you know, this documentary was a real eye opener. I will find out what it's called, but the news out of North Korea is that apparently people are starving there. And these are the things that you don't typically hear about, because all North Korean press is state-run. You know, there's the state agency, and if you've ever been to their website, it is horrible. It's just it's what you expect from a government website that has absolutely no idea of what to do as far as competing in the marketplace of websites. So the North Korean news agency is, you know, certainly just a big joke. But this is coming from The Independent at independent.co.uk. In a dramatic and poignant sign of a state nearing collapse, North Korea has asked its embassies to appeal to foreign governments for aid to feed a population close to starvation.
Mm.
The plea for help poses a major dilemma for the international community on how to deal with a totalitarian regime, which it accuses of developing a nuclear arsenal while at the same time facing massive and endemic deprivation. Now, if you believe what the North Korean propaganda would say, this is the people's paradise. I mean, they shouldn't be starving. I mean, they've got their dear leader, Kim Jong-il, who is, you know, God, essentially, in their view. That is what the people are essentially taught. This man is worshipped as a god.
Yes, if something good happens in their life, they thank Kim Jong-il. They look at the picture on the wall, and there's always a picture on the wall. and they thank him like it's an icon.
They were doing like a routine sort of eye surgery to deal with people with glaucoma or some sort of eye problem where they brought some surgeons in to deal with this, and they had cameras on them. They had when the news reporters came, they made sure that that's what they saw. Look, these people are getting their eyes fixed, and then they'd come out and they'd kneel down before the picture and thank Kim Jong-il for giving them their sight back, and you know,
wow,
it was all you know, a big production. You know,
they didn't thank
to
the
make
surgeons.
Sure the news people saw that. You know,
they didn't thank the surgeons.
Right.
They didn't thank the organization that brought surgeons in. They thanked Kim Jong-il for letting people come in and fix their eyes for free.
Yeah.
The show that I was thinking of is The Vice Guide to North Korea. It's available on YouTube in several parts, and just for a real eye opener. Take an hour and watch this thing. It'll blow your mind.
You should if people go over there to feed the North Koreans, they should wag a Snickers bar in front of them and say, "Okay, say screw Kim Jong Il before I give this to you."
They might die, Mark.
They might.
There were some times when the guy that was doing the documentary was able to actually encounter regular North Koreans, like while he was traveling from place to place. But for the most part, he was pretty much kept separate from those folks and really just taken on this very narrow track of places he could visit, places he was allowed to go. And of course, most of these places, outside of the official places to go, they look just so ramshackle and dismal and sad. It's just, you really wonder what's behind the curtain, what level of human suffering and horror is hidden away.
A few of the people who get out have some stories about that, you know, and then every now and then someone manages to escape, and it's really difficult. And it's you know, if you fail and you will die or horrible things will happen to you. So
there's more to the story here, though. The U.S. stopped food aid to the country after 2 years after continuing friction over Pyongyang's stance on atomic weaponry, and South Korea has drastically reduced its contributions following a series of clashes, including the capsizing of a warship last year. In the latest incident, North Korean forces shelled a South Korean island, Yongpyeong, in November. Military talks aimed at diffusing tensions between the two countries have broken down, with no date set for any further meetings. South Korea has a contingency plan in place for the possible implosion of its neighbor, which involves sealing the border to prevent an influx of famished refugees while sending massive amounts of aid to the north. China, which has long served as North Korea's food supplier of last resort, faces its own food crisis as a result of sustained drought. We talked about last night how they're making rice out of plastic there. And according to a U.S. State Department documents made public by WikiLeaks, Beijing has become increasingly exasperated by the seemingly intransigent stance taken on the nuclear issue by the administration of Kim Jong-il. The direct plea for help from all quarters is highly unusual for North Korea, which normally negotiates deliveries from organizations such as the World Food Program and the Food and Agriculture Organization. Both bodies have repeatedly warned of the deteriorating situation in North Korea, but at the same time expressed concern that only a fifth of the budget needed for relief has been raised. The Korean newspaper Joondang Daily said North Korea would accept food from the U.S., maintaining, now get this, that no political consideration should be involved in a humanitarian issue. Now, that is kind of an interesting question, right? You've got a situation, and they kind of referenced it earlier in the article, you've got a situation in which human beings are starving. And they are starving in a prison, you know, a large prison.
Yes. They're starving for political reasons.
Yes. And the warden of the prison, Kim Jong-il, has determined that he is not willing to do anything besides accept food. He's willing to take food from you, but he's not willing to give any sort of concessions. He's not willing to allow, you know, anybody to come in and inspect anything or any, you know, he's not willing to change his policies. He's not willing to do anything differently politically. He just wants you to give him food. And so you've got this situation
right,
where
I've run my prison so poorly.
And then who knows who will get the food, right?
There's that too. So what do you do? I mean, as somebody that cares about the well-being of other human beings around the world, do you give food to this warden so he can allegedly feed the starving people?
And run his prison a little longer?
1-800-2, or do you let people starve? What do you think? 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722. And Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can, again, bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. We're talking about North Korea at this moment here, one of the most bizarre places and sad and tragic places in the world. They are now begging for food from governments from around the world in a, you know, sad, desperate attempt to keep their people alive in this so-called, you know, people's paradise, which is, of course, lorded over by one man.
The people's paradise where people are starving.
Yeah.
Because it's paradise to starve.
Exactly. And so was talking about just that in general and the kind of the dilemma, the difficult question of what do you do as a humanitarian in this situation? You've got a man who is holding, I don't know how many millions of people live in North Korea, captive. I don't know how you would even get an estimate of that. You can't exactly go around and survey anything. So how many people are there? I don't know. But they're being held captive in this prison country, essentially. And you've got this guy holding them captive and starving them to death, essentially. And he's saying he needs food to keep his captives alive. But you don't know if he's going to deliver the food to any of them. And he's saying he will not give any sort of political considerations in order to get the food, which means he may not even allow you to come and deliver the food yourself. You may have to just drop it off with his agents.
Right.
So
yeah, and you never know who actually gets it and whether or not the people who truly need it are getting it.
Well, right. You can guarantee the agents will get it.
Make sure he he'll make sure he feeds his army first, I'm sure.
And,
you know.
You know, he certainly isn't going to allow people in to deliver this food, because I don't know what the most amount of people who've been let into North Korea one time in the last two or three decades, but generally large amounts of people don't get in. I mean, small groups of people get in and get taken on this bizarre wonderland tour that they have.
So we'll come back and we can talk more about that here in a moment, but let's get to your thoughts, because what do you do in that situation where you've got people starving, you want to help them, but you don't even know if you're going to be able to help them. I mean, do you give food on the hopes that they'll get the food into their hands, or do you say, no, Kim Jong-il, you're a bad man, and you run this country like crap, and so we're not going to give you any
food? Or just attach requirements to it, even though it's almost certain he won't accept the requirements.
And then possibly have people starve. What do you do in that case?
It is not easy.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Josh in Alabama. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live. And the estimate, by the way, according to SciFace, one of our producers, is 24 million people living in North Korea. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
You're talking about North Korea. I'm actually something of a mini expert on the subject.
Okay.
North Korea is interesting because it's the only country in the world that's led by a dead man. After Kim Il-sung died, they elected him president for eternity.
Yeah.
So,
And if you're taken there, you have to kneel in front of a statue of the eternal president. Is that correct?
Yes. It's a requirement. There's actually a national religion, which is odd for a Stalinist dictatorship, but it's called Jusei, and basically it's an extreme form of self-reliance that means everything for North Korea, everything in North Korea goes to North Koreans. It's a principle of cutting themselves off from the rest of the world.
Hmm. How did you get to be so interested in this place?
I dated a girl when I was in high school, a Chinese exchange student, and she would tell me about North Korean refugees a lot. And I didn't believe her. I just started reading about it. The place is fascinating. The principles along which it's ran are insane. It's schizophrenia by government, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it is an absolutely insane place. Can you give me some more examples?
Yeah. Kim Jong-il ordered all the short men out of Pyongyang, anyone under 5'5 or 5'6, I can't remember, and they have to live on an island off the coast.
For what?
He kidnapped a South Korean actress that he liked and her husband and brought them to North Korea and forced them to make movies for him that only he can watch.
Wait. There's another one. He handed down an edict that nobody was allowed to have a pompadour haircut like he has. They all had to have, you know, like a dictated, men had to have a dictated length haircut.
Have you ever played StarCraft, the video game?
No.
Okay. If this makes sense, if you're listening, they're like the Borg. There we go, from Star Trek. It's amazing. I don't think, everything I've read, there is not any sort of, like, effective, like, protest to that rule. People accept it. They're brainwashed to think that North Korea won the Korean War, and the rest of the planet is just a bombed-out ruin, and they're the only ones that have anything. Like, they know they're poor, but they think that we're destitute.
Wow.
But they want food from us.
Yeah. Well, the problem with giving them food is that there's been so many famines in their history that North Koreans are actually 2 inches shorter than South Koreans now. They've captured army uniforms over the years, and they've compared them. They've noticed that the tailoring size has gotten smaller because when you're growing up, if you're starving during a growth period, you just miss that growth period.
Yeah, and so, it's not a famine in the sense that people think of famines. Like, well, for whatever reasons, the crops didn't grow. There's a famine because they run a Stalinist dictatorship.
Because of centralization.
And, yes, it's centralization. Communism. It's people are not incentivized in the proper way to work. It's a system that doesn't work. Socialism is starvation.
It's authoritarianism to the extreme, obviously.
The girl I dated in high school used to have a joke. She would tell me, she said that communists took over the desert, and then 3 weeks later there was a shortage of sand. It's amazing because socialism, I've never seen it, it's wasteful. The people in North Korea are not lazy. I mean, there are anything wrong with them. They just can't get ahead because the government beats them down every single day. It's shocking. I mean, if you want to watch a good documentary, Lisa Ling has a pretty good National Geographic special.
What is it, Lisa Ling?
I believe I saw one, and it was a very good documentary.
Her sister was captured going across the border, you may remember, a few years ago. Lisa Ling's sister, Bill Clinton, had to go over and negotiate for her release.
I remember that.
The North Koreans are, it's insanity. I recommend any of your listeners that would like to truly see what authoritarianism gone insane looks like. You can't even comprehend like the horror that these people live under.
No, and you can kind of get some idea for how crazy it is. At least from watching the Vice Guide to North Korea, I haven't seen the Lisa Ling one, and I will look for that one. But you get some idea of how insane it is just by the things they're allowed to see, and it really makes you wonder, what is it you aren't seeing? What kind of horrors are you not being allowed to be subject to?
One last thing. They have the world's largest underground system of tunnels. Miles of them. We don't know how many. Underground cities. They have weapons of revenge set up in the mountains that are just automated rockets. So if they lose a war, they can still take down planes years after the country has ceased to exist.
Well, in theory, right? I mean, has anybody actually seen these things work?
I don't know.
Do you want to fly the plane over to find out?
No, I don't. But, you know, it's one thing for, a communist government to brag about their military spectacularness, but is it actually going to turn on when they're ready to utilize it? And we're talking about...
No one knows.
Yeah.
Fly some unmanned planes. Fly some automated planes.
Hey, thank you for the information. I appreciate it, Josh, at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Hot Rod Rod in New York on the Amp Lines. Hello, Hot Rod Rod.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys about these European guys. They did a blog about their unescorted trip to North Korea.
Really? I would love to hear about that, so hang on. We'll come back with more on the madness of North Korea at 800-259-9231. We'll also tell you about just the most spectacular, beautiful, and sad thing that goes on over there. One of them. It's just amazing. More on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We've got a webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact. The chat room's built into the same page at cam.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course, cam.freetalklive.com, and brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They also offer great prices and services on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs in stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery, it's memorydealers.com.
So we're going to continue here talking about the insanity of North Korea. Hot Rod Rod is with us, you are in New York, and you're saying that you are aware of a documentary crew from Europe that was actually allowed unfettered access, unrestricted access to North Korea?
They weren't allowed. They just took it upon themselves. They were just ordinary backpacker dude types. They saw that there was a connection between Russia and North Korea around Vladivostok, like a rail line. And they were just like, okay, let's try to take it.
They snuck into North Korea?
Yeah, let's see if we can die.
They freaking snuck in. They just took a train.
That's ballsy.
And, like, the guy who, like admits you, like, the ticket agent, he saw them. He was like, all right. He stamped them, let them in. The guy toured around North Korea, took a bunch of pictures. If you go to the Forbidden Railway by train from Vienna to Pyongyang, it's like ViennaPyongyangBlogspot.com.
I need a little help here. Were these guys Asian looking?
No, not at all. They were like white backpacker dude types.
You've got to be kidding me. How can you?
I'm not kidding.
Is that Gulk about?
I just picture like North Korea. I don't know, but I just picture that like there's militant police constantly checking people, making people show papers. Like, are you supposed to be here right now?
I would think at least the populace would
Asian,
be petrified that there's, oh my God, there's white people here. No white people are supposed to hear. Let's call the consulate guy. Well, whatever.
Like, probably don't have phone lines.
That's what I thought. I thought it must have been a hoax. But if you look at the site, the Forbidden Railway by train from Vienna to Pyongyang, you'll see it looks so real. It's just impossible that it was fake. I mean, maybe. I mean, they had an elaborate travelogue there with so many pictures, and you know, it's the story is incredible. It sounds maybe like a hoax, but I don't think it's a hoax. Can you give me some highlights?
I'm not calling it a hoax. I'm just stunning. Stupefied.
Can you give me some highlights, like some of the things you remember that stood out?
They were just showing that, you know, it's very rural and it's a lot of it's pristine. That's, I guess, the only good thing you could say about the place.
By pristine, you mean nature untouched.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a lot of, like nice nature they actually showed. And, you know, a lot of what you'd expect of a backward communist autocratic state. You know, it was very crappy in a lot of places.
So then, presumably,
I don't remember the details exactly. It was a while ago that I read it.
I see. Well, I'll definitely take a look at that. Do you recall if they actually spoke Korean to where they could interact with people there?
No, man, I'm sorry. Okay. I don't think they did.
All right,
but
well, thanks for the recommendation, Hot Rod Rod. Okay. Any other comments you want to make tonight?
No, that's it.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Night,
appreciate hearing from you. So we've got a couple of recommendations so far. The Lisa Ling documentary about North Korea. I have not yet seen that. Definitely want to. The Forbidden Railway is some sort of a photo project online. That might be interesting. Also, The Vice Guide to North Korea, which is the one that I have seen, and it is absolutely stunning. Now, we were watching part of The Vice Guide to North Korea during the break. And what you guys saw, and I believe you both saw it for the first time,
Yes.
What we're talking about? Okay. It's called Arirang, and it is basically this celebration that they have to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Workers' Party of Korea. It is the most stunning display of human, what do you call this, human feats of
coordinated performance.
Coordinated performance. It is the most stunning coordinated performance I've ever seen. It makes Cirque du Soleil look like crap.
Yeah. This is...
Well, Cirque du Soleil has, like, you know, a couple hundred people, maybe. This is
tops.
Thousands?
Maybe so. They're essentially, imagine yourself in a stadium, and you're sitting in... The guy that went on this tour, the vice guide to North Korea, he's sitting in the same chair, basically, that Kim Jong-il himself would sit in. He's in this row of seats. It's just completely empty. There are some people in some other chairs in the background, so I don't think they put this on specifically for him. But he was certainly given, like, the royalty treatment at this event. And essentially...
I got the impression it was mostly for him, but okay.
Maybe it
so
was.
It's a stadium that is the vast majority of seats are filled by performers. Whereas there are a few seats for viewers.
Right.
Because nobody in North Korea gets to see this thing unless you have to be the party. Yeah,
it's the party members. You know, Kim Jong and his buddies.
And they've probably seen it 100 times, so it doesn't mean anything to them.
Well, maybe they change it every year. Who knows, Mark?
How many times would you see this before you'd be like, oh, yawn?
Well, I don't know, Mark. I'm not going to say what Kim Jong-il thinks about this, but clearly it is, just to give you some idea of the scope of this, you're in a football stadium. You're sitting on one side of the stadium, and the entirety of the rest of the stadium is basically filled with, as you pointed out, performers who are, you've got people on the ground, on the actual floor of the stadium, and then people up in the seats as well. All of them are performers, decked out in just, you know, regalia and beautiful uniforms and dress and things like that, doing all form of manner of gymnastics and feats of strength on the actual floor of the stadium, and then sitting in the stadium wings in the seats are performers who are card performers, for lack of a better term. They have placards of some sort, and they have a bunch of them, and they are throughout the entire performance basically acting as a giant LED screen, except the light-emitting diodes, as you might see it, like a Super Bowl monitor or whatever, these are human beings. Each seat in the
each
audience.
Each person is a pixel on a giant computer screen.
And you look at the display, and you can see this in the Vice Guide to North Korea. It's part 13 of 14 on YouTube. It'll blow your mind what these people are doing. They're displaying just detailed pictures that are stadium size. I mean, you've seen the Megatron at the Super Bowl or whatever at the local football stadium, the whatever, however many feet long television set they have there. This is the entire west side of a stadium full of people essentially engaging in the most coordinated display of pictures that you've ever seen. It's just mind-blowing. The guy that's in the video, the guy from the Vice Guide to North Korea, says this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He's just sitting there, and he is in shock at the feats, the coordination. It's just incredible. They must practice all year round to do this event.
The amazing part of the resources they put into performing this show for how many people?
Right, for so few people. That's what's amazing about this.
People are starving.
This is right. This is an amazing, amazing feat. You've never seen anything like it. But the weirdest part about it is it's performed for so few people.
Yeah.
By people who are, as they've said, starving. And they've been starving for a long time.
Sure.
They just haven't been this level of starving.
Well, how they end up getting picked for this is another question. Maybe they're allowed to eat better if they perform in the
this
event.
I have a feeling, the people who are the people whose jobs are either military related or who are there to create this illusion for visitors. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who are probably highest up in the food chain. Food chain sounds weird, but the highest,
for lack of a better term,
priority. Yeah. So,
anyway, take a look at this. It's incredible. It's called Arirang, Arirang, in the Vice Guide to North Korea, Part 13. If you want to see it, but don't skip. There's no reason to skip through this video. It's a mind blower. The whole thing. Let's continue with your thoughts. Ishtar is listening in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ishtar.
Hi. Hey. I wanted to comment on several things that you guys have brought up about North Korea tonight.
Sure.
And North Korea has been an interest of me for a long time. To come back to what you guys were talking about right here, there's another documentary I want to recommend, and it's called State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's available on Netflix, and it's basically a camera crew following several girls who are training for the massive games that you were just describing, where these people perform. And they follow the whole schedule of how people get selected and what the training
is. Oh, I'll tell you what, hang on. We'll be right back with more of Ishtar. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll be able to enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. And worldwide, by the way, we've got U.S. Amazon, Canadian, German, U.K. Amazon. You enter through one of our affiliate links, and then at that point, whatever you buy at Amazon, when you enter through our link, we'll get a portion of the purchase. So you're still getting the same great Amazon deals, the amazing selection they've got. You're just starting your shopping through our portal, basically. So start shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
LearnLiberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. It's a great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. Brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. More videos are being added daily. It's available now. Go to learnliberty.org. There's Phil Magnus talking about his new book on Lincoln and plans to deport freed slaves to Belize. Nigel Ashford discussing the 10 fundamental principles of classic liberal thought in under 10 minutes. And Professor Anthony Davies showing you just how bad our government debt is. This is a great site that's set up by the IHS, the Institute for Humane Studies. And I'd really like to show them how we can... how many people we can drive to their site in one day. It's learnliberty.org. It's a great site. Go there, watch a couple of videos like I did, learnliberty.org.
So we're talking about the bizarro, sick world of North Korea and having different people call in to share their thoughts and what they've learned about it because, well, most people haven't actually seen it in person. They've whatever they know from news reports and documentary films and photos that have been taken by people that have been over there. There have been some recommendations made so far. One of them, and we're going to talk to Ishtar here, Ishtar in Illinois. A couple of the recommendations so far, the Vice Guide to North Korea, that's available on YouTube. National Geographic Inside North Korea with Lisa Ling. Independent Lens Soul Train is another one that I found over on Netflix. And Ishtar, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you guys.
Sorry, I had to interrupt you there. You were talking about State of Mind, which is a documentary specifically about some of the performers, some of the young female performers in this incredibly beautiful yet simultaneously tragic, just massively beautiful and tragic performance known as Ararang. Do tell a little more about that.
Yeah, it's basically they follow, I think, two or three female performers, very young kids, like 10, 12 years old kids, in how they get selected for the mass games. And basically the entire indoctrination that goes along with being selected for the mass games. Like, one of the things that is mentioned is that the performers in these games do get extra food rations. They're usually from higher class families. And it's a very prestigious thing for a family. Like, the father, for instance, of this daughter has a greater chance of promotion because his daughter is selected for this game. Mm. And because of that, there's peer pressure from the parents, from the teachers, from everybody, for these girls to work their asses off to get to the level for these games. And one of the scariest things is that it's repeatedly said in the documentary by instructors, by teachers, by parents, that the objective of the mass games isn't the mass games by itself, but to instruct the country and the individuals in the mass games that to make North Korea great, we need to get a collective mindset going here. I mean, we need to teach the people to think as one. And so it's not the role of the individual that's important, it's the role of the group. And when I'm not thinking back to the piece that you guys wrote last Saturday, the board general who wanted to get everybody to voluntaristically but forced work for the state, I mean, when I was hearing that, I thought about this documentary, because what he said was, it doesn't matter which work you get assigned to you, because it's not the work that matters, it's the mindset that we create in our young people.
Yeah, this was the U.S. General from Afghanistan that was talking about that.
Yeah, and when I heard that, I mean, it's almost like you took a quote out of this movie of North Korea and have a U.S. war general here espouse that Americans should live up to this. So it's really, really scary to see stuff like that from countries like that be taken and being started to be implemented here. I mean, it's just terrifying. So that's a really good documentary. And then there's another one I'd like to recommend, too, which is Crossing the Line. Crossing the Line. And that's back when the conflict started, they had several U.S. soldiers at the border actually crossing over and... I'm looking for the word here, I can't think of it, but basically abandoning the U.S. Army and becoming North Korean citizens.
Defect.
Yeah, defect.
U.S. soldiers were defecting to North Korea?
Yeah, they have a story of several U.S. soldiers who defected to North Korea, their story of what happened in North Korea afterwards. They later came back, some of them stayed in the States after they came back, some of them went back to the States and then went back to North Korea, but it's their story,
the
and it's
hell?
Very, very interesting. And
why?
Yeah.
What in the world?
Because of all the places is evil and greedy.
I mean, of all the places to expatriate to, North Korea?
Well, but wait, it's somehow holy and good to live in a hut and starve?
Basically, they were treated as heroes once they were in North Korea.
Not on the radio. But I appreciate hearing from you. 800, she said they were treated very bad.
Yeah, very, very bad.
The people that the people. Thank you, Dale. The people that defected, she said, were treated poorly. So, unfortunately, she couldn't tell us more. So you have to go and watch the documentaries that she recommended. All right. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. So the issue that brought all of this conversation about is the question that these people are starving over there. And the North Korean government, you know, I guess I'm sure, very reluctantly having to reveal this information to the world because it shows that things are not the perfect people's paradise that they might want you to believe over there, where all 40 North Korean embassies have been ordered by Pyongyang, this is according to independent.co.uk, to ask governments from around the world to give them food. Each of the embassies has been given a quota, according to an Asian diplomatic source. Another official from the region claimed the instruction from Kim Jong-il had come at the end of the year. It was to gather as much rice as possible, he said. The Foreign Office confirmed that the North Korean embassy in London had approached the government seeking food aid. Any decision we make will be based on assessments currently being made of the country's food needs, according to a spokesbureaucrat from the Foreign Office that I would imagine is essentially the foreign aid wing of the UK government. And let's see, they're going out in the field. Nobody knows yet what it will say. We will distribute as much as we can get funding for, but at the moment we're 80% underfunded, he said. However, distribution of the aid is a potential sticking point. They've asked for access to the distribution points after claims the regime was using the way it put out the supplies to maintain control. Direct food shipments from abroad, if that transpired, would allow Pyongyang to avoid such scrutiny. So again, that's what they want. This dictator, Kim Jong-il, wants to get food from the world, and he doesn't want to give anything in return. He doesn't want to concede a thing. He doesn't even want to allow the people who are going to be so generous as to give food to this prison colony to actually come into the country and do the distribution of the food themselves.
So
you're supposed to trust him.
Starvation's often a good tool to get people to overthrow their government, but I don't think it'll work in this circumstance. I've always wondered about Cuba and how it is they put up with that crap over there. Finally, their government's of the opinion that their great communism isn't working, their socialism isn't working, so they're going to go ahead and try something a bit more capitalistic. Whatever. But somehow, I remember hearing in the mid to early 90s that the Cuban government put out some kind of memo to its people to eat eggshells. It's good for you. The calcium is.
Oh, man.
Actually, you can't assimilate the calcium out of eggshells. But, be that as it may, it just shows the level of nutrition these people were getting.
All right, there are trade restrictions. There's all the kinds of trade restrictions, though, and I wonder, certainly the communism that's going on down there is horrible, but I wonder, is it like limiting trade to them over there?
The U.S. is hurting Cuba by not allowing trade.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. So we're going to come back with hour number three here in a moment. You'll, of course, have the chance to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. We might also talk about some health benefits, apparently, of... well, sex, that are a little unusual, that maybe come as a surprise to people. We'll get to that here in a bit. But I want to tell you about the Totasac right now. You can go to totasac.us, TOTASAK.US, to learn about this handy tool that lets you bring the groceries back in from the car. For me, it's one trip, man. It is a brilliant device. You can get your own at totasac.us, or you can call in right now to win a two-pack. The number you need is 603-435-1105. You will win a two-pack of the Totasac if you call in now, 603-435-1105. Hour 3's next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who will you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.